A lot of us ain't keeping it real. Gotta put that in there, man. Gotta put that in there, because if you're not keeping it real, then you're falsifying, you're faking, you know, you're a poser. So any issues or anything that's relative, anything of any importance, you're not going to focus on that shit because you're too busy assimilating and procrastinating. Might even be masturbating, but I don't know. Is that our little brother from other neighborhood, man, trying to get in with us?
Let's see who is joining us. Is this the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee?
Nobody else but.
I could never say that word, gentrification. I could never say that word. Was that a seventh grade word?
No, it's more on an eighth grade level, but.
That's why I didn't get it.
I have been practicing, sir, just like existentialists. Those are the words I have to say over and over again to make sure they just roll off my tongue.
I don't even stress that. What's up, Joe from Montana?
Hey, Teddy. Hey. I forgot last week, but I did the research on the desalination. You were right. I didn't know that we had plants all over the place that were converting salt water into fresh water.
Uh-huh. So that's even more insult to injury, right? Right? Right?
Why?
Well, because we have the capability, but everybody's talking about there's a water shortage and there's oceans full of water.
Oh. Yeah, but they don't have that. They have, what do they have, about 40 plants around the world. Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, still, I mean, they could ease the crunch a little. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, I mean
Your average everyday person, they know about it, but they think that's some Star Trek shit. They don't know that it's right here, right now.
No, another thing I found out, but before I get to that, talk about, you know, they could help out with the, with additional water. I don't think they're there at the capacity yet, but you know, here's another thing. Did you know that the Mississippi River at one time was like 3 miles wide? Now it's down to about, I don't know, a few hundred feet because of the drought, because of the temperatures over the years?
Yes, sir. And it's funny that you're talking about that, because that was one of the main things I was going to kick the show off with today, talking about the Mississippi River, because I, for one, must plead ignorance, because in my mind, Mississippi ain't nothing more than M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, I did not know, for all us novices out there, and like I said, I'm pleading ignorance, that 60% of the grain that we move in this country, the Mississippi moves it.
Uh-huh.
22% of all the oil and gas that moves through this country gets moved on the Mississippi. 20% of the coal. They say that one barge on the Mississippi River holds as much stuff as 60 tractor trailers, man.
Mm-hmm.
And with the drought and the river falling to record low levels, it's going to definitely affect the bottom line of all of us, because everything is about to go up right now.
Yep.
Because that is going to trickle down, because they've had to be carrying less stuff on the barge. I did not know that we were so dependent on the Mississippi River.
Neither did I, not until a few days ago.
Yes, and as I said, and that completely amazed me as I sat looking at the importance of a river that most of us never even give two tweets in hell about, because we know we're not from that side of the world. But, nonetheless, it is part of the backbone and the infrastructure of this country, as is the rail system, which, once again, is probably going to end up saving our ass, something that we have pulled away from over the years. And, boy, I tell you, I don't know if Warren Buffett is lucky or he's a genius or he's an evil, evil minion from another dimension.
Could be all three,
because he is about to make boatloads of money, because a few years ago he bought up one of the biggest railroad companies in the country, and everybody thought he was an idiot for doing it. Like, why would he do that? Well, I guess he saw something we didn't, because now they're basically going to try to get the rails back up to standard, and trains are going to start becoming more relevant than they were before, especially because they don't, I didn't know they use that little bit, that little fuel. They say they can go like 60 miles or 100 miles or something of that nature. It was amazing, the statistics that I saw for trains, man.
Yeah. There's a commercial that I heard that I think, I don't know, like 100 miles on a gallon, something like that. No, even more than that. This is something which is like 500 miles. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and that brings me back.
And the kind of weight that it carries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that brings me back to this conversation of why in the hell would we have gone away from something like the rails that uses that little fuel and can move that much product? Why would we have gone away from that?
There's a concerted effort to ruin the economy. I mean, if you take a look, like, I didn't read the book because the book is so goddamn thick, but the thrust of the book of Ayn Rand's, what's the title of the book?
Oh, I've tried Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah. Is that?
I have tried.
Yeah, I put that book down every time I try. Cause...
I am 5 years deep in the game trying to read that book, and I just can't do it.
It's so boring. I'm taking a look at it.
It's so boring, man.
Oh, it's three pages. I'm going, oh, God, I need this book to go to sleep. Jesus Christ.
I have tried, and that is what, I'm going to get back to the Mississippi River in a moment, and that is what is so upsetting to me about Mr. Ryan, is that now because he's getting more spotlight, he's trying to distance himself. No, sir. You are a student and a fan of Anne Ryan and her philosophy, sir. Mm. As far as Anne Ryan is concerned, you know, if you're a little bit behind, throw you out to the wolves. You don't matter.
Here's another. I'd like to have a discussion about Ayn Rand one of these days too, because she's an objectivist and she's the same thing as a libertarian. So I happen to agree with her viewpoints, but in today's economy, a libertarian seems to be out of style because the government's going broke and people are going broke. But I didn't know about desalination. The Mississippi River I found out a few days ago, and here's something else I found out, which might have been the reason, or let's say one of the impetuses for Buffett to buy up the railroads. I did not know, because I do know that we're too dependent upon Europe's conditions, because we trade with them. A lot of our major companies, most of their money to a lot of our major comes from overseas. Now, here's something else. There is a shippers index, and Germany was at one time they own 40% of the market share for shipping. In other words, for shipping from one company to another, shipping containers, using the boats and the ships in order to do that. A lot of German companies, let's say a few of the major ones at least, are going bankrupt. They can't ship. If they can't ship, it's like the same as if the truckers go on strike here in America. If the truckers go on strike here in America, and if they can do so at easily just by somebody giving the word, we're headed into a recession because we get everything by our trucks, the oil, the food, everything by trucks. If the truckers go on strike, we're dead. So internationally, if the shippers go bankrupt, not even on strike, the strikers can go back to work. If they go bankrupt, and this is sort of like a paradox, because Greece, which is already bankrupt, Greece is buying up some of these German shipping container companies. But if this particular type of financial disaster becomes even worse, how are we going to get our exports, our imports, rather? So all this is internationally tied in together. Everything is done on purpose as far as I'm concerned. it may have taken years and years for everybody, you know, to have gotten to this point. But like Roosevelt said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. And I don't see why the Germans, you know, oh, well, everybody's going into debt. That is a result of the bankers. So that's the major reason why everybody's in such a, you know, a problem. But nobody will believe that this, that the worldwide depression is done because of people wanting it to. But part of Ayn Rand's book, I think somebody was saying, like, if you read past the first 200 pages, which I, shit, I'll never do, is the reason for the book, it's a blueprint about what's happening for the world. It's a blueprint about why our countries and why our nations' industries going bankrupt. It doesn't seem like it'll make sense, especially from somebody from Ayn Rand. It's because when they go bankrupt, the powers that be can grab billions of dollars of property and companies for pennies on the dollar, like they did, like Rothschild did years ago. So we're in the Mississippi River. We're in deep shit. Oh, another thing I found out, Diddy, as a result of that, I thought that we didn't have enough technology to actually, I always wondered about recycling. I didn't know we had enough technology to recycle. In other words, to take the stuff that we have and recycle it back into what it's supposed to be again. Like, for example, aluminum, you know, we can always, or steel, we could recycle it and bring it back to become a steel girder again. We don't have that technology. But we've got Star Trek technology, plasma technology, to take any shit, unless it's radioactive, and break it down into hydrogen and some other elemental elements and use that to recycle. I didn't know we had that technology. We had it for years.
There you go. And so, you see, just like yourself and myself, it's amazing once you go out there and start looking for this knowledge, what you run into, and you realize, and you have got to start asking yourself, there are great many technologies available to us. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There are great many technologies available to us. What is behind them not being made available on a wide scale? That brings us around to a part of the topic of the show today about corporate greed, the oil lobbyists, and the fossil fuel industry and lobbyists who ensure that certain technologies and stuff never make it to a wide-scale level because that would affect their bottom line as the world is changing around us. Do the research, ladies and gentlemen. Open your eyes. Open your ears. It is out there. There are amazing technologies. I was watching earlier this week 20 amazing young people that are under the age of 20-year-olds who have come up with applications and websites and technologies that will literally change the world one day. I think the program was called 20 Under 20. Brilliant children that have technologies that can change the way we live. There was one young man, I think he was from Reno, Nevada. He's the youngest nuclear physicist in the history of the world or something of that nature. He scares me because if he was my child, his parents converted the basement. You have to wear radiation suits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Go down into the basement. That in itself kind of had me chuckling like, nah, I love him, but he would have been at a lab somewhere. But anyway, he is working on a machine, that a small machine that can generate tons. But once again, so many world economies are dependent on fossil fuels being pumped and drilled and sold. The damage that we're doing is irreparable. What is your opinion of global warming? Some say it's a scam, but the evidence is showing otherwise now. Maybe it's just a cycle in the history of the planet. Who knows what it is, but whatever it is, things are changing. The Arctic Sea is melting. at record levels. Ice that has been around for hundreds of years, thousands of years, is just disappearing now. Ice is melting so fast that there is a lane that comes between, I think it flows between Canada and the United States, that's been frozen for hundreds of years, that they're preparing to have arguments about, because once the ice thins, they'll be able to sail ships through there. And this is something that has been frozen for hundreds and thousands of years, and the indigenous people up there are about to become very wealthy, and that's a story you good folks should keep your eyes on. I think it's the Inuit Eskimo race or whatever they are. They were given 770,000 acres years ago when it was just considered a frozen tundra that nobody was interested in. Turns out there is oil there now, so now the story is changing up there. We'll see how that pans out. But the world around us is changing, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope it's enough of them because they might come up missing.
That's right.
I didn't want to say it, K. Diddy. I did not want to say it. There's a whole lot of things that are turning up on this once frozen tundra because of climate change. I'm not going to use the word global warming because a lot of you out there are going to want to email me and hit me up on Twitter talking about global warming is real. So I'll use the word climate change, which is something that is undeniable. We have oceans, we have islands that are slowly disappearing out there. The islands of Tuvalu. I hope none of you good Tuvalu folks, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's between Hawaii and Australia, a chain of islands out there that are slowly disappearing. Water is coming up through the islands themselves, and the people on the islands are looking for places to relocate to. The islands are fading away because of rising ocean. Whatever you want to call it, whatever thing you want to deny, something is going on. And we need to be aware of that. Is it our actions or inaction that are causing some of these things? I'm sure, just like the sinkhole down in Louisiana that has just appeared, and it turns out it's because of man's actions. We're just drilling away. And I did some research on that. And that's not the first sinkhole that has popped up in Louisiana. I think in 1980, an entire lake reversed its course because of oil drilling and salt mining, and somehow they cracked the layer of earth, and it created chaos down there. A massive sinkhole appeared that literally reversed an entire lake, and it started flowing the opposing way. Now, it used to be a freshwater lake. Now it is a saltwater lake. But that has caused harm to the environment, even though it's been a beautiful place for people to go start fishing and stuff. In Alaska, a lot of indigenous people in Alaska, their shoreline is eroding, disappearing, falling into the ocean. They've had to dig bodies up and move them to higher grounds because the ice is melting so rapidly up there and the ocean is rising. Bits and pieces of villages, entire villages, schools are disappearing because the water is creeping in more and more. These are things we cannot overlook, ladies and gentlemen. Something is occurring out there. But once again, K. Diddy and Joe from Montana are wonderful points that we have technology that will allow us, because one thing about the human condition, we are very adaptable, and that's what separates us from other animals, who it may take time. We adapt because we're able to process thoughts. So even if, say, the drought was to be widespread, the technology is available to get water from the ocean, all it would take is the right amount of financing to build plants big enough to do so. But would that be enough to sustain us? Becomes the question. I believe in innovation of human nature. I believe in the human condition that we are capable of wondrous things. But unfortunately, those technologies are not readily available to us just yet because maybe it's not profitable enough. Because desalinization plants cost a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but they're making a whole lot of money. I mean, Sparklers and Arrowhead, they're making a whole lot of money, too.
Yes, they are. Mama B in the chat room, I see you. The earth must have balance as it was created to be. Do you see a balance? We're poor and they're rich. There you go, and that's what it comes down to. It truly does come down to dollars and cents. Because even these things that they're calling carbon credits, I hope I'm using the word right. What the hell is a carbon credit? Oh, I'm going to pollute some more, but here go the money. You have entire rivers and lakes in China that are so polluted, nothing can live in them for the next 100 years. Because China is one of those places where the environment and such is not of a premium, but now they're rethinking their policy because they just had historic floods over there that flooded their modern city of Beijing. Just for them to realize that it ain't all about just building, building, building. You've got to take into account the land, the water, and the air around you. I think it's in Thailand that there's some days that everybody in an entire city has to wear masks because the air is so polluted. I think it is Thailand. These are things we're going to have to start thinking about. At some point, we're going to have to, you know, see and admit that some changes need to be made. But what are those changes? And are those changes going to benefit the few and not the masses? Because we all, I have a friend of mine who always tells me, why do you think they're going to Mars? I'm like, they're exploring, you know, the universe. We need to explore the universe. They're like, nah, man. The rich are looking to leave. And the rest of us will be down here when the earth is completely screwed. Who knows? That could just be conspiracy or crazy talk, but you never know. We're human beings. If we can turn a profit in colonizing Mars or another planet, and the haves can afford to go live up there and separate themselves from the have-nots, because they know we ain't coming. That's a couple million miles. So we damn sure can't just show up. Who knows? We'll see. Mm-hmm. But anyway, as we're in the middle of the show, once again, I want to make sure I thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.name.com for sponsoring the show. Oh, man, Mama B in the chat room going off. Getting info out for people to wake up. Well, that's what we want to do. That's what the show is all about. We're just trying to reach out and spread a little bit of knowledge because just like Joe went and found out something that Diddy brought to him, and I went out and found some things out, he said, you know, one word, two word, one people, two people. It may be a slow process, but nonetheless, it's a worthy cause. Ken Diddy, what's your famous saying? Men sharpen men?
Men sharpen men and steel sharpen steel.
Absolutely. So that's what we're on the show. That's what Ken a Player Play is all about. We're trying to sharpen men as somebody sharpened us. And y'all are listening. And we're very humbled by that. Y'all are blowing me away. You're blowing Ken Diddy away. And we appreciate it. This is our little therapy session. It's kind of testosterone-driven, but nonetheless, we don't spend all our time talking about coochie and dick. But we will. Trust me. We're going to get back around to it. Right now, we're discussing politics, world events, world affairs, current affairs, everything. We're just trying to spread the word a little bit. Let me check my notes here. I had some more facts that I wanted to share with y'all. Some things I wanted, well, me and Joe already told you about the Mississippi River, and I did not know that the Mississippi River was so vital to the nature and the structure and the backbone of this country. And these are things we need to take into consideration. Another set of information that I've been observing and reading on for about 3 weeks now is the levee system up in good old California. The levee system in good old California is so antiquated, so eroded, that if water were to shift a mere few inches in certain places, catastrophe would come upon the good old state of California. So that begs the question again. Why are we letting things so important to this nation erode and fade away? Could it be that the powers that be truly do not give a damn about the masses? These are things that you got to ask yourself, but we're too busy being distracted. We're going to keep it going here. Can a player play in the building? Your boy Pretty Tony. We got nothing but love for y'all. Joe, I see you. Hold on, brother.
Yeah, I got cut off twice.
Oh, all right. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, you were talking about how, you know, you were thanking the listeners and, you know, and you were blown away by the numbers. At that time, my phone got cut off, and I just want to say, for all the chicks that are listening, you can just blow me.
If there's one thing we can never accuse Joe of, it's being civilized. He's
That's
always
right.
True to himself. And next week, we're going to get back to the swing of things with the show. Mama B, I see you in the chat room. Rivers, waters mean merchandise, resources, and goods. That's a very good point. That is a very good point. The rivers and the oceans are so important to us. Y'all should do some reading up on, I think, this passageway that's between Canada and the United States. Let me check my notes here. I got a lot of notes here. It's called the Northwest Channel, the Parry Channel.
Hey, Tony. Isn't politics as important as I said it was? Doesn't it affect our very lives, the air we breathe, the people that we date, the kind of money we make, et cetera? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I respect the fact that you have brought that perspective to me, because sometimes it takes somebody to bring something to you because we are so busy being distracted by other things that seem so distant from us. But they're truly not that distant.
Mm-hmm.
They're relative and relevant to our everyday life.
Yep. And if people really did, on a more of a wider level here in the United States, if we actually did realize just how important politics is and how our decisions, which we think we make independently on our own, aren't quite that independent, people would become more interested in politics and learn how not to be bullshitted by these goddamn cocksuckers called politicians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to shift away from the whole climate talk, because everything that we're discussing is relative, because the policies enacted by politicians affect the environment around us. It's just like this huge recall that's going on with cantaloupes right now, because I think it's listeria or E. coli or something has killed a few people and sickened hundreds. When I heard that story, I got to doing some more research, and I realized that our wonderful politicians and their deregulation, overregulation, overreacting and underreacting, a lot of these farms and huge corporations self-regulate. The food that we eat, that we think is so safe, these guys are self-regulated, which
means cancer.
There you go. Certain processes, certain pesticides, which are supposed to be washed in certain solutions before they get to the market, because of the bottom line and corporate greed, sometimes it gets skipped in the process. That directly affects us, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever your opinion of overregulation, deregulation, underregulation, unless you grow in your own food, you want somebody out there going to make sure that these farms and such are in compliance before we put that next tomato or cantaloupe or strawberries in our mouth.
I just say everybody got a voice. Speak the hell up. If you want something to change, ain't shit gonna change if you don't speak on it. To say nothing, do nothing is exactly what that is. Nothing. If you don't do nothing and say nothing, shut the hell up. Don't complain. Accept what you get.
Oh, I'm going to steal your little made of bromide right there. If you say nothing, do nothing, you get nothing. Ha ha. I got it. I got it. I got it.
J.D.
Yeah.
He has those moments. He is actually highly intelligent, despite his sardines and his other ways. But anybody that turns to the show knows we have a few issues on the show. Some of us willing to admit it more than others, and some people are perfect. You figure out which person is which. What is this? That salmonella crap, false flag, it is tainted, but placed in ignorance, cause fear. It's a government block.
Well, there's a chatter in the... I'm not in the chat room. I'm not even on my PC.
That's somebody in the chat room, Mama B. She says it's a government plot to control us.
Where did she get that idea?
Now, I know that just started this week.
That's all. Because the government, they're our best friends, don't you know?
I put nothing past anybody. I'm like Switzerland. I stand neutral on many topics, but I don't omit anybody's train of thought because you never know. Because sometimes you really do have to scratch your head about certain things you see occur. Like for the life of me, I'm still wondering why the world is standing idly by while the Syrian government massacres its own people, blatantly dropping bombs on them. And we're around scratching our thumbs and twiddling our thumbs and talking. There may be a plot behind that.
There's a plot behind everything. The people, I was watching a show, and it was about billionaires. The plot is that there are the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the other super rich families who are controlling the world. People don't have to believe it, and I don't blame them for not believing it. But when you ask yourself, what the hell is going on? I mean, there are a lot of conditions which are happening today which were foreseeable, controllable, and preventable in the past. But the politicians are allowing it. Why is that? So that's a good question. When you do your research and you find out a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, and you put all the pieces together, I don't see any other conclusion than the Rothschilds, than the Rockefellers, than the super rich family. I'm talking about families whose incomes are trillions and net wealth are trillions of dollars, supposedly.
And trust me, their names are not on the Forbes list because those are just peanuts to an elephant. And hold on, we got somebody else trying to join the conversation here. Let's let them in. 215, welcome to Can I Play a Play.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
We're doing well.
Good. I was listening in. I was also in the chat room, and the comment that person made that some of it is that's crap. Well, to be honest with you, some of it is crap, and that's what they use to distract us. But a lot of it is true. So you know you got to be very cautious because they are definitely distracting us because they have an agenda, and they have admitted that they have an agenda with the New World Order. No doubt, they have mentioned it. They even have a coin for it, already pre-made. The RF chip is not a lie. Obama said it. It's going to happen. You're going to be injected with it. So, you know, while they're distracting us from those things, they may be throwing some things on the side to distract us and to make, this stuff is nonsense. This stuff is nonsense. But no, they do need to depopulate the planet. And they've talked about that in the Bilderberg group, you know, and it's constantly mentioned. The Prince in England made a comment, and he said when he dies, he wants to reincarnate and become a virus to be able to get rid of half of the world's population. So these are things that they talk about all the time. So, you know, a lot of these things are true, but, you know, I also see a very spiritual side to this. And, you know, because the scriptures do say that these things are coming. And if we look at the scriptures, everything that has been said, you know, and people have said this in the past, oh, the world's going to end, the world's going to end. I mean, everybody has said that. And some fools have even gone on and put dates that it's going to end. But never in our lifetime have we seen so much weather-breaking events. When have you ever seen birds just dropping dead from the skies, millions of crabs and fish, cows and mammals dying all across the world all within 2 days? Never. So this definitely is a sign. You know, so what the politicians are doing, it's real. You know, they don't need us here. You know, they really don't need us here. They need a certain amount of people to work the factories. Now, the rumor is that they want to collapse the dollar completely, rebuild the nation, and then they will own everything. And how we're going to be able to pay for things is through the chip. Homeland Security, they're saying that the chip is actually for health purposes. In case you know, they could just scan you and tell you what's wrong with you and stuff like that, what medication you use. Come on, they don't care that much about us. The Homeland Security is involved in that. So that means they have a tracking, they have everything on us, which also means that our money would be there. So if they wear the money, they're not going to send us a bill. They're going to take it right out of the chip. Now, what else could they do with that chip? I mean, you know, we've got to be open-minded to things, to a lot of things, but there is a lot of distractions for sure.
Okay, all right, caller. Thank you for calling in. Once again, we don't knock anybody's opinion on this show because there are things that we need to question around here. And one of the, even though he's talking about that chip that I've kind of heard about, but it's kind of, you know, myth and rumor and such, but nonetheless, I know that such a chip exists because nightclubs in certain cities, the huge nightclubs, are inserting chips in people so when they come, they can just walk into the club and their credit card information and such is already embedded in the chip. So the technology is real, what he was just discussing. You know, you can say what he's saying is conspiracy, it's cuckoo, it's loco, whatever, but I'm here to verify that the technology that he is speaking of in person, not in person, is real. Because they started it off in the entertainment business. Instead of whipping out your credit card and your ID and such, you walk into the club and they basically just scan a chip. And so whatever you order gets billed to your credit card and they already know who you are. The technology is real. It is available. I'm just saying, believe what you want to. Kenna, Play is in the building live every Sunday. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We ain't got nothing but love for you. Next week, we're going to get back to what we discussed best because, like K. Diddy said, you never know. Some people are, what did you say, people are distracted, illumination, masturbation. What did you say, K. Diddy?
Frustrated, perpetrating, posing.
And don't forget, you said, even masturbating
sometimes.
Remember, that's part of your PhD, remember?
Yeah.
From all the research that
I know.
Done.
I'm never going to forget Diddy's PhD thesis.
Well, they say don't hate the player, hate the game.
And I don't hate the player or the game. I just wish I was doing the thesis.
Oh, well, you ain't too old. It ain't too late.
Yeah, I don't have my PhD yet. I can still go back and do the research.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure their stories ain't changed too much.
No.
No, there's still some people that are working their way through college.
Yep.
Quite a few lawyers and doctors. I want to thank everybody in the chat room that I see logged in, all the guests that are checking us out. We greatly appreciate you. Love it or hate it, maybe not next week. Next week I've gotten a couple emails because a couple guys have things they need to get off their chest pertaining to male-female relationship. And that's what we do on the show. We've been politically charged.
Man,
for the last couple
weeks. It's a whole bunch of them got some things they want to get off their chest about their females.
So next week we're going to be swinging the bat again, launching grenades, you know. But we ain't like go shout out. to Miss George. You know, we're not scared. We launch them grenades. We throw our bodies on them. Joe from Montana is always unhinged. You know, you never know what might come out of Joe's mouth.
Yeah, and like I want to say, you know, to your female listeners, and I guess you're going to have guests, as you say, next week, some guys who are going to, you know, get things off the chest. So I just want to start things off by saying to the girls who are listening now and who will be listening next week that you can blow me.
And I just want to say, if you go in a bar, and ladies, if you go in a bar and you see a man sitting there having a drink, offer him a drink. Buy him a drink. Quit sitting around waiting for a man to buy you a drink all the doggone time.
And then blow me.
There goes Joe. Give it to him one more time, Joe, to make sure that you're not misunderstood.
Oh, yeah. Just blow me. If they want to complain, if they've gotten under their guy's skin, right, and the guys are going to come on the show next week, and they're going to talk about it, then you know some chicks are going to be calling in, and they're going to be saying, no, 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 that's not true. Some girls, maybe, but not all girls. I don't know where you guys get that attitude from. Fucking blow me.
Oh, the truth shall set you free, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody is perfect around here. We're just doing the best that we can. Today we were talking about, you know, the world around us, the changes that we see, the things that we need to open our eyes to and our ears, things that we once thought were just little whispers and myths and urban legend and urban tales. You never know. Start looking around. Start questioning some things. Do not be blindly led into the abyss, for that has been the destruction of many a country, a la Germany, who followed a little insecure after Jew to kill more Jews. And, well, whatever.
Hey, Tony, have you got a blog?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, Diddy, do you have a blog?
Yeah.
Okay, now I don't have a blog. Now, since the show is politically oriented at times, you know, what you guys can do, which is what Alex Jones does not do, which could increase his ratings tremendously if he did, is that every time that you guys come across, you know, the little nuggets of political information that you find, why don't you put a link on your blog, and then, you know, when we tell people, do your research, they can come over to your blogs instead of going through the Google hop, you know, instead of trying to find out, you know, and taking a half an hour or so to come up to the right site. They can come to your blogs, get the link immediately, and do the research from there. And at the same time, they can take a look at Can a Player Play and Diddy's company.
Absolutely. And that's a very good thing. I can't remember the name of my blog off the top of my head right now, but as I said earlier in the show, catch up with me on Twitter. I'll throw the blog out there. Once again, I'll throw the Twitter out there, at SelassieIson, SELASSIESOM, or you can go to like me on Facebook. And that's a very good point. I'll start throwing these links because I consume massive amounts of information, and I'll start throwing up the links because, you know, I'm trying to be a lighthouse on the ocean of darkness right now, putting knowledge out there, because knowledge is the key. Truth will set you free. You don't have to believe in the gospel, but certain things written in the gospel, you know, are relevant.
I guess I get to be the submarine of ignorance because I get to sink ignorance.
That's right. You can torpedo everybody.
KBD is the submarine against ignorance because he sinks ignorance. And you can keep up with him at, matter of fact,
if we talking about Twitter, boy, you can just go KDiddy1 at Twitter. You can go to World Movement Records at Twitter. Real simple.
Yeah. Keep up with what KDiddy has going on. And throw the website out there once again, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com. Keep up with what KDiddy has going on. And keep up with your boy. And, of course, make sure, you know, for you fellas out there who need to step your game up, the political book is coming next, the way I see it in this world. But for all you cats out there who need a little bit of game, the Playerology Movement is all about living and learning. Get a copy of the book, Playerology. Who is she and what is she to you? Or for all you want to be max out there, for you cats out there who are tired of women walking on you, want to get your player swagger up, get Player Step Your Game Up, all available on Amazon. Just type the names in, and they're everywhere.
And you could even arrange for us to come to your hometown and give a seminar if you need us to talk to you in person.
Real talk. We're working on that. That's the goal for this year. We're going to be conducting seminars to spread the movement, because the movement not only deals with relationship, we deal with politics, we deal with philosophy, we deal with a way of thinking to open your mind all the things that have been put
and
in
we
there.
Guarantee to stop your woman from busting out your windows.
But is it a money back guarantee, K. Diddy?
Yeah, and then if we don't stop her, we'll buy you a new window.
And I don't have a blog to promote or a website, but all of you, you know, who are interested in what I have to say, you can call me at 1-800-BLOW-ME.
That boy needs some help, man.
I need a lot of help.
He needs some help. That case of blow-up dolls we sent him, he went through them.
Well, I distributed them. I had friends who wanted the other blow-up dolls that you had sent me. I'm keeping the more the ones that look more lively, feel better to the touch.
Hey, I told y'all about the virtual sex machine. I think it's called Roxy. Hey, Diddy, could you please put the public service announcement out there about Joe? Please. Or do I need to do it?
No, you go ahead and do it, because I got a plan for Joe. Whatever. I'm taking appointments for Joe on the side. So you go ahead, you can put it out there.
You're taking appointments for yourselves. I'm not seeing any of these chicks that you're getting in contact with because of Joe. Where's my cut?
Well, you get your cut. I gotta first establish the appointment, then you get your cut. I mean, I just went up on your rates a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, that's why, folks, you got to contact me directly. Forget these two.
Tell them the number, Joe.
1-800-BLOW-THE-FUCK-OUT-OF-ME.
And the opinions expressed by Joe from Montana on this show are entirely his own.
Entirely mine.
And do not necessarily reflect the views of the other hosts of the show.
And within the fee that I'm charging, he will reciprocate.
Yeah, I'll never see him. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, use my name, but I don't see a fucking broad yet. I'm representing Joe. A little bit over to the left, baby. Oh, that feels good. Oh yeah, Joe will get his. Don't worry, I'm sure.
Yeah. We are down to the last 2 minutes of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for the, you mostly listen to us through the archives. It is greatly appreciated. Keep telling a friend as we step on this podium and in our therapy session. But fellas, tune back into us next week as we get back to what we do. But we're going to get back to politics, because it is a very, very important part of our lives. But you know, next week we got to do what the players got to help you folks out there. That's what we do on this show. We're down to the last 2 minutes. We love you. We greatly appreciate you. You know where to find Joe at. He's thrown the 800 number out a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know where to find all of us. I'm going to take you out with a world movement artist here. I think it's called Questions by Mr. Drew Raber. We greatly appreciate your time. We greatly appreciate the love. Support the movement. Tune back in next week, and we're going to be coming at you with some more ish, spreading some more knowledge.
Excuse me. Gotta ask you a couple questions. Or we can go to Cali where they got the calm breeze and the palm trees. Go out to dinner.